He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're now into hour number two. There's the article up on the TV screen at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go watch the video. He says we'll use the free market to de-develop the United States. So they've gone from denying that's their plan to being out in the open. Raj, Bo, Carol, Brett, Carlton, Joe, Scarlett. We're going to get to all of you now. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. I'm going to take all the calls that are on the board first. Then I'm going to get into all this other police state news. But that was important that I spend the first hour on world government and world taxes out in the open. So all the naysayers and people who've been in denial, they should apologize to real patriots who've been telling the truth in the face of being made fun of. But let's talk to Raj in California. How you doing, sir? You must be doing super good.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. You know how you said the Bancorp is a global currency? Are they planning to incorporate that with Codex Alimentarius, or is this like everything myself?
Oh, absolutely. They're trying to pass laws where you can't even can tomatoes or pickles yourself and eat them yourself. You'll go to prison. There's a House and Senate bill on that. They've got global rules to control all the food, to not let you know if there's GMO in your food. The globalists set the rules, then the nation implements them under treaty.
Yeah, so well, if Obama signed the executive order recently for the Codex Alimentarius, how does it understand, are they going to implement it through the bureaucracy just like the global
They just tell people it's for the children. And, they say you're not allowed to sell squash to people on the side of the road because it might hurt somebody. And they're, just like Lenin said, you can't have your own farms because it might be poison. So tens of millions starve to death and they dance around celebrating. That's what sickening control freaks do. I mean, you like a beautiful sunrise and sunset. You like a good meal. You like being happy. They like enslavement and death. Anything else, Raj?
Keep up the good work.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Glad you raised that food point. Bo in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you very much for taking my call. You have every right to be mad at this, what's going on. I'm glad you're out there doing this for you.
Well, I got to watch how mad I get, though, because I blew a blood vessel out of my eye. But go ahead.
No, and that's what a good human should be, is a little upset. And that's a healthy thing to be. But I started listening to you in 2003. I want to thank you. You helped me see what was going on, and I was allowed me to kind of to get independent and be self-sufficient. And I was a farmer, and speaking with the last caller just said, they started wanting to put chips in all our animals on the farm and these crazy things. And I was like, I can't even hide out. I kept on listening to you, and I was like, we have to.
And by the way, the big farms and ranches are exempt from that. They have one chip per 10,000 chickens. You've got to have one per chicken that costs more than the whole chicken, hence bankrupting you.
Yeah, it's insane. It doesn't even work. It's punishing after you're dead. It doesn't help anyone.
It's written by big agribusiness to shut you down. Go ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I started seeing. I'm at the point where it's thinking when you had that Lindsay Lohan TO speech that you came out with on the internet. I really, really took that to heart. And every time somebody brings up a star or celebrity getting caught with drugs or whatever, I bring up this stuff, this global stuff, and I bring it up and I give them. I try to get them to see the point. Now they kind of call me the cuckoo, and I hear all this stuff. But
they love their standard of living dropping. They love losing all their rights because for decades they were taught somebody tells you to watch the government like the founders did. They're cuckoo. No, the smart people like having their pension funds taken. The smart people, read Bloomberg where they're taking the dead veterans' death benefits and stealing it, and they say, that's good.
It's a slow choke, and it's like Al Gore, that frog in the glass of water. They're slowly turning up the heat, and you don't realize you're being boiled by them.
Well, Bo, 5% won the war against tyranny in this country in 1776, and we got way more than that. So people that laugh at you, move on. You're doing them a favor to warn them.
Green Colonel that busted them in 36.
Go ahead. What's your point in 30 seconds?
The Green Colonel who busted the globalists trying to take over in 36 or what it was. He was a hero, too. It doesn't take just a couple good people to speak up.
Absolutely. Bo, appreciate your call. Carol, Brett, Carlton, Joe, Scanner, your calls are all coming up. 888-201-2244. First-time callers, 888-201-2244. Stay with us.
You may be arrested. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go through another news blitz of a bunch of key intel on the economy, the police state, and also we did find that video clip from last week. I don't like to mention something without playing it, because I know folks have trouble believing this. White House science czar says he would use free market to de-develop the United States. It's stated they want to de-industrialize this country. And his stated goal is to drug the water supply to also sterilize you and your family. He's written four books on the subject. These are psychopaths. But you'll see the video from him coming up. Just like last hour, I covered how world government's openly being announced. Again, we're taking first-time callers today, 888-201-2244. Let's talk to Carol in California. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, it's a pleasure. I first want to give you just briefly like background on me as a caller. I voted for Obama. I campaigned. I donated. And I even flew to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration, which is a completely other story. We got shut out and so forth. But I want to say 2 years ago, you completely changed the way I look at things and how I would scan the news, and I guess it started with the Obama deception, and I mean, I just, it's so clear, and, you know, I'm just a, you know, average mom, and, you know, I just want whoever's, like, listening to your show to know that it's not just fringe that know what's going on. That's a waste to this.
Well, I made the Obama deception while he had been elected, and it was released right after he got into office in late January. It was released in March, early March. And we lay out who his advisors are, how the same people that backed Bush backed him, how it was fake hope and change. Now the mainline Republicans are going to give fake hope and change. They're going to try to shut out any good patriots that actually get elected. They're trying to block real Tea Party candidates. But less people are getting conned by the bait and switch. So don't feel bad for being bamboozled by Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. This is all part of an awakening process. As long as you don't get conned over and over again, you know, we can learn from our mistakes.
There's no chance, but I know I see how they try to make, you know, everybody in the Tea Party out to be a wacko, and I'm not out there waving Tea Party flags or
well,
even
counting on people
the
to be empty-minded and just do what the TV says is cool and trendy. Don't be your own self. And but they also limit all opposition as if it's just the Tea Party. You know, as if you're a Republican and you're a Tea Party. No, polls show that only 24%, you know, trust the government in any way, and so. Again, the media is trying to limit dissent to the Tea Party, but it's not going to work. Carol, what really woke you up to Obama being a fraudster?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think it was with the collapse, and I wanted to know what happened, and so I started, instead of, like, watching media that, you know, have them control the content for me.
Oh, their answer is give the bankers more power. Oh, you don't like what the bankers did? Let's give them even more power. That'll fix it.
Well, yeah, the bailout was, like, that's a good starting point.
And that was bipartisan, Carol. Well, so that's what's woke you up. Well, that's going to wake a lot of people up. And as the depression accelerates, remember they told us, oh, we're not even in a recession. Now they're going, oh, we never got out of the recession. It's a depression. It's engineered. And all their policies are only going to make it worse because it's a deindustrialization policy. Mao didn't kill 60-plus million people because he made a mistake. Stalin didn't kill 40-plus million because he made a mistake. Hitler didn't kill 30-plus million because he made a mistake. Pol Pot didn't kill 30% of the people in his country in Cambodia because he made a mistake. They want to break your will and make you learn how to lick boots. Let's talk to Brett in Ohio. Brett, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. And I've been awake for about 2 years, and I thank you for that, and being a patriot and protecting my country and my family and my home. Unlike Carol, I was into President Bush. I mean, he had to be a good guy. He said God bless America after he had a speech. But as you learn, or as I've learned, he was about a lot of different things.
Well, and I mean, even if Bush was a good guy, which he wasn't, he's a puppet. I mean, you've got to look at the real policies, not the rhetoric. And everything Clinton did, Bush accelerated it. Now, everything Bush was doing, Obama accelerated. I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, like I said, I mean, back in those days, I was watching O'Reilly and Beck and Hannity and thinking they had their act together. Like I said, you woken me up. And, you know, I've learned now that they would all throw you under their bus for their own skin or their own pocketbook. At least that's my belief.
Well, more than that, we forced them to admit world government, because what are they going to do when the BBC is saying how great world government is and they're openly, you know, having parades for it? Now they're like, okay, it's real, but we're the gatekeepers. Don't be too kooky like some of these groups that say a Bilderberg group exists. This is a quote from Beck. That's not an issue. But there's a world government, but it's run by low-level commies. They never tell you it's run by the big foundations, or they tell you the big tax-free foundations, or they tell you, oh, the Ground Zero Mosque, it's real horrible. They don't tell you it's funded by the tax-free foundations and the CIA, though New York Observer now admits that a month after we broke it. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, I was into when they announced when Bush was in there that there was Homeland Security. I thought, well, shoot, I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, why are you complaining about that? I'm not a guy that's going to do anything wrong. Or the Patriot Act. And so many people, I think, were like that. And even today it's like that. Because when I go over all this stuff you went over with me, and I'm always passing out DVDs, I spend more time sharing this information with people more than my regular job now, because I believe it's extremely important, and I notice to you, and I respect you for that, okay?
Well, I respect you, sir.
You know, I used to think, and like a lot of people did, we lived in this Andy Griffith, Donna Reed world, and when you find out, when you truly study, and it's why everybody needs to be studying the documents, and when you mention something, they need to go over this and research it, because what you say is true. You know, like I said, I don't listen to these other guys because they became turncoats. They changed their story. You've remained true. And this is what I tell people when I'm you know, mentioning you. So, and I do respect that. But like I said, it's not Donna Reed in Andy Griffith world. It's more like the Twilight Zone and Outer Limits.
It is.
So we need to get
a. Well, I mean, there's a facade of Andy Griffin. But I've been harping on this for 3 weeks since Bloomberg broke it. And I've already gotten calls about this in the last few years. But even I couldn't believe it. So I didn't look into it. You know, I'm weak-minded. Nine times out of ten, I underestimate how evil these globalists are. They're basically unlimitedly evil. But I remember getting calls about millions of older veterans when they would die, or people dying in Iraq or Afghanistan, or in a plane crash in New Mexico. It didn't matter that suddenly their death benefits, their insurance money, wouldn't go there. And people say that they stole my death benefits, and I said, that's impossible. I didn't look into it. But I had heard this. Now they come out and headline Bloomberg, Veterans Affairs met in secret with Prudential, but that's just one. All the big ones did it, to steal the death benefits. And the government says, yep, we changed the rule. We're allowed to keep your insurance money. The sky is the limit with these people. 20 years ago, they wouldn't let the troops use DU. It was an emergency weapon of the Russians poured across into Europe, and they admitted it would kill a lot of the troops that used it. But they changed it in 1991 and said it's no longer bad for you, use it. And the deformities in Fallujah are 14-fold. The deformities in our troops and their children are 4-fold. That's the British Medical Journal. I mean, folks, they tell the troops, use uranium weapons. They're not bad for you. They tell workers in the Gulf, core exit isn't bad for you. And Obama says, there's no health problems, don't worry. They tell police and firemen, you don't need a respirator at ground zero. Asbestos isn't bad. They take the troops' insurance death benefits. I mean, they take Korea, Vietnam, Desert One, Desert Two. I appreciate your call. God bless you, sir. I mean, these people, I can't believe that. I have nightmares over this. I mean, literally, they get away with anything. What else are they getting away with? Don't you understand? We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I have made more than 26 full-length documentary films, and none of them have reached more people than the Obama deception. We've got a deal running for another week where you get a copy of this expanded film that shatters the left-right paradigm and shows how both parties at the top are controlled by these offshore banks, and get a copy of Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies, absolutely free in hardcover, $24.95 value free. So the DVD and the book, $19.95, and your purchase makes this broadcast and what we do here possible. Now, if you just joined us, I wasn't joking about that. Bloomberg's had a series of reports where Prudential and others, major insurance companies, admitted they made a secret deal in 1999 with Veterans Affairs to basically keep dead veterans' benefits. And it, many experts have called it criminal, but the government says, well, we changed the language. We don't tell the vets when they sign up in the military that that's in the fine print. So because they didn't read the print, we're going to keep their money. I mean, that'll just give you an idea. There it is. Veterans Agency made secret deal over benefits. U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs failed to inform 6 million soldiers and their families of an agreement enabling Prudential Financial, Inc. to withhold lump sum payments of life insurance benefits to survivors of fallen service members, according to records made public through a Freedom of Information Act request. And what they do is, without giving them the choice, is they pay them a fraction of the supposed interest on it. In some cases, they just keep it. So you can read those reports for yourself. So you pay into these things, and you get nothing. Okay, let's go back to your calls as promised. And coming up, I'm going to play that John P. Holdren clip about dismantling our industries by design. You didn't think NAFTA and GATT were an accident. Let's talk to Joe in Maryland, then Julian, Scanner, Nate, John, and others. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First, I wanted to say thanks for not selling out.
Well, I mean, selling out is a lie. Even if you think you sell out and join the New World Order, you're destroying yourself and your own family. You can't make a deal with the devil. Anything else, Joe?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, your phone was cutting out. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I had a couple questions regarding history and stuff, since you're a history buff. How about a Ron Paul DVD? Like, you know how you got the Obama deception and stuff? How about a pro Ron Paul? He's the real deal. Here's the evidence how we know he's the real deal. How about something like that so we can get him in the White House in 2012 before we completely go into 100%?
I suspended the two-year production of my eugenics film. It's coming out in the middle of next year, to late this year or early next year, release a film about the political paradigm, who Ron Paul is, who the fake Tea Party people are, trying to make it a counterfeit. So it's a great idea. We're actually on it.
Awesome. And hey, so the couple of questions I had for you, did we land on the moon, and was there a Bush senior JFK assassination connection?
Okay. All the evidence I have is that the technology is even more advanced than what they show. And yes, we did go to the moon, but they did fake a few things because they didn't want the general public to see the real technology. And of course, you know, the B-2 stealth bomber was 20-plus years old when they rolled it out in 1987. And I know people who worked on the front line of mission control. I know the guy that ran the RCA cameras on the moon, Raymond Teague, and he's the real deal. And I've talked to Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, and he says, well, it's classified, but you're right on target with they've got a semi-fake space program, not because they don't have the technology, but because they don't let the public know what they've really got. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. How about the... Because there's a memo out on the internet. I don't know if it's fake or not.
Well, there's a real memo that a George Herbert Walker Bush was in the CIA and was in Texas, and he was photographed in Dealey Plaza. And, of course, they claim he had just joined the CIA in the 70s to be the director out of nowhere. But, of course, he went to Skull and Bones at Yale that founded the CIA. That's on record. And, of course, he was CIA. I appreciate your call. And the evidence is involved. Let's go to Julian in Texas. Julian, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the Skull and Bones and how it relates to our current currency in the newly redesigned, like, $5 to $100 bills.
Well, there's all sorts of occultic numerology and garbage all over our money.
Yeah, but are you aware of the letter E and how it, when you turn on its side, on some fonts it looks like the Triforce, like, are you aware of that, the power, courage, and justice that they believe in?
Yes.
And how when you fold the $20 bill in half, when you separate it into four sections, it has nine, and then the bottom is one, and on the back is one.
Yeah, well, let me be clear, Julian. The globalists are obsessed with numerology and the occult. They believe in it. I don't believe in it. But for listeners, I'm not saying I believe in this. It's like, do you believe in a religion that pygmies have in Central Africa, in the Congo? No. But do they practice worshiping rocks and trees? Yes. And yes, I've snuck into Bohemian Grove. I've covered ABC News, got footage of Skull and Bones. They made The Good Shepherd, directed by Robert De Niro, that's very historical about Skull and Bones founding CIA, devil worship, and it's all real. And the Republican leadership predominantly has gay orgies at Bohemian Grove. That's even in Vanity Fair. One of their guys finally snuck in 2 years ago. Got fired over it, but did witness it. And it's what you think is going on is not what's happening. But, I mean, who else but Satanists would let Dynecorp and Halliburton run white slavery rings? And it's put in the Chicago Tribune and nobody gets in trouble. It's a bunch of hedonistic Satan worshipers that run everything.
Yeah, it is. And
my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and The Order of Death, it's two films on one DVD, covers it all. But go ahead.
Yeah, in like, you see the folding paper money, like foldingmoney.com, but where it shows like that the Twin Towers were hit and smoke. And then
well, it shows the
down.
Whole progression. It shows them not being hit, being hit, then crumbling. I appreciate your call. Yeah, yeah. Literally scores of news ads, TV shows, Fox TV, 6 months before released a Lone Gunman episode, spinoff of The X-Files, where the government hijacks a jet, a jumbo jet, by remote control to fly it in the World Trade Center to declare martial law and attack Afghanistan. But the rest of the government stands down because the government runs a drill of it being a drill, and then exactly that happened on 9/11. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on because it's their religion. It's called lesser magic. They have to do the ritual first in front of you in a smaller way, like a model of it, they believe to successfully carry it out. It's also kind of like all this stuff is superstition, but it goes back to the Greeks and every other culture, the Japanese, the Aztecs, they all believe in vampires. I don't. But a vampire is a symbol of a psychopathic guild or a club of psychos who go out at night and kill people. And vampires have to come to your business or house, make a deal with you, and trick you to invite them in once so they can come in again. And so that's why they admit their world government to you, and then the other side of their mouth say it doesn't exist. And that's why they put all their symbols out about how they're killing us and tell us what they're doing to their movies. They even believe that that's the job I'm fulfilling. They believe you're too weak and won't stand up to them. I believe you're strong and will stand up to them.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free! Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free! Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 19th day of September, 2010. I want to continue with Scanner, Nate, John, Tom, Darren, and Emmanuel. That'll be it for calls, though. I'll get to at least those next six. Sorry to others, but I can get to those. In the first hour, I predominantly covered this report, hot off the presses today, September 19th, at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Globalists push world transaction tax at UN summit. Very important to get this out to everybody. And they admit the new global currency they want to set up and tax you to fund. And it's privately owned and run. So now they're getting rid of any pretenses of there even being a government you run or it being public. It's totally private, but it uses government power to rob you. Now, John P. Holdren, I talk a lot about this, but we've learned he's written four books. Well, you can count one of them as five, and a whole bunch of pamphlets. He's the White House science czar. He wrote Eco-Science, Population, Resources, and Environment, calling for world government, planetary police state, forced drugging, forced sterilization, and the water supply. Bisphenol A, all of it. And the UN, all these people say global government's about destroying the economy so they can consolidate power and save the earth from overpopulation. And a lot of yuppies go, yeah, there are too many people. Well, when you lose your job or get your pay cut, remember, you wanted all this. Or when your 27-year-old wife can't get pregnant, you don't know why. Well, there's too many people. See, you think you're an elitist. You're not. You're being targeted by this. You understand that? But here's a Cyber News Service report. And he's given a bunch of interviews lately admitting there have been secretly geoengineering the atmosphere to save us from global warming, admitting that they want to use the free market to, quote, de-develop the United States. Pay you. Like, put taxes on you if they don't like your business. Have neutral taxes if they're neutral. Or give you tax incentives or government money if they like it. I.e., if you're Al Gore and own more than a dozen different green jobs companies. So it's their own little private mafia organization where they decide if you can have a job. They decide if you can have an industry. Remember Obama with the GM bankruptcy? And it came out on the news that if you were a Democratic contributor and owned some 75-plus-year-old multimillion-dollar-a-year car dealership, you were left alone. But if you were somebody who was neutral or a Republican, they would take your dealership and sell it without giving you money or just shut it down. I mean, these people are ball-faced mafia crooks. But here's the headline. White House science czar says he would use free market to de-develop the United States. Now, remember, Bush was supporting the carbon tax this last year. You see TV ads with Newt Gingrich and Nancy Pelosi supporting it. You see Pat Robertson along with Al Sharpton with TV ads supporting it. The Republican leadership supports this. Now, there are a lot of good Republican candidates or some members of the House that don't support it, like Boehner or Paul. Yes, we need to get more of those people in. A lot of Democrats are coming out saying get rid of all the tax increases that are set to go into effect because they know when you cut taxes, tax receipts go up. So you'd cut taxes to make tax receipts go up because it makes the economy speed up unless you wanted to de-develop. See, the government's not stupid. They know that. People say the government's a bunch of idiots. They're just messing everything up. Yeah, crazy like a fox. That's why the corporate empire that uses America for its muscle runs almost the entire planet. That's why they get away with murder, because they're dumb. They're in control because they're stupid. No, they're in control because they're smart and they're ruthless and people are gullible and are spectators and sit there and suck their thumbs all day. Now, here is a short clip of the interview with John P. Holdren. The whole thing's up at Infowars.com. Here it is.
I want to just ask you, you wrote a massive campaign must be launched to restore high-quality environment in North America and to de-develop the United States in your book, Human Ecology. Could you explain what you meant by de-develop the United States?
You guys, what we meant by that was stopping the kinds of activities that are destroying the environment and replacing them with activities that would produce both prosperity and environmental quality. Thanks a lot.
And how do you plan on implementing that?
Through the free market economy.
And you also talked about a world of zero net physical growth. Could you talk about that a little bit?
No,
that was in your World Bank essay.
I have another engagement.
CNSNews.com interviewed Holdren in June of this year, and he said his past work is a, quote, stale topic.
I just want to ask you real quick
about a lot of your past work.
That's enough. The point is, they're implementing all of this now, and this is the reality. Scanner in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, first-time caller. Appreciate your eloquence. A lot of your, I think, very much labored self-education really shows because you have so many complex flowcharts built into your mind that it's, takes a takes a lot of integrative ability to be able to converse the way you do, and you're punching a lot of the same hot buttons I have, but I don't have the extensive self-education in certain areas that you do. We all have to specialize, you know?
Sure.
Main thing I called about was I wondered if you'd heard about astrophysicist James McCanney's comments on his shortwave program that he has weekly that concerning first, second, and third-tier science and the fact that the elite have access to what, at least what they believe to be the most premier science on Earth, which they carefully shield from the mid-grade science, and then, like premium and regular gas and so forth, and the dumbed-down...
Well, sir, I know this. I know in the 70s, GM and others had cars that would give you massive horsepower, 300, 400, 500, and get 60 miles to the gallon. So they have all of that. And I remember 11 years ago, MIT saying they developed crystal ball search engine technology that as the public got integrated into it, they could predict almost 100% of the time mass movements, over 90% of the time individual movements. Now, Google last month came out and said and demonstrated they can now predict the future through these data systems. So the NSA is looking for trends, keyword data. We know that they have developed a lot of technologies across the spectrum they've suppressed, life extension being what they're chiefly searching for. And now the elites admit that they have this. They just don't want to give it to the general public. That's why they want to cut things down to 500 million in their own words, because they can't give life extension to the public. That's why they've got to have government take over health care, turn it into death panels, as Bill Gates now admitted 2 weeks ago. He said, yeah, kill granny, hire 10 people, hire 10 teachers. They're introducing the idea that we get ahead by killing people instead of the fact that we need people to continue to build our base, and world population in the West is dropping massively, 1.3 children for every two adults. And replacements, 2.2, because about 2.2% end up dying in car wrecks and other things. So you need parents to have 2.2 children on average to be able to even keep your population. The West is 1.3 on average. Japan's even lower. So they know what they're doing, and they sell the idea to greedy-minded, weak-minded people whose paradigm is somebody's got to lose for me to win, that, hey, let's kill granny, you'll get 10 jobs. Of course, they mean they're going to kill those 10 teachers as soon as they can, not just granny. And so they're introducing a new economic, what I call social cannibalism, into our system. But go ahead and talk about some of the advanced technologies that this physicist was discussing.
Yeah, well, I made some quick notes to try not to hog too much of your precious time. But one of the things McCanney mentioned was the simple fact that in his laboratory he ran a simple experiment using a laser beam and a high-energy electric spark. And he discovered that the laser beam would be deflected towards the spark, and he carefully measured the effect and found that it was the same as the famous experiment where the sun bends starlight towards it, and that confirmed one of Einstein's theories, you know?
Sure, light bends.
This may completely invalidate at least the interpreted results of that theory, and may render...
Listen, here's another one. They've got mega-massive radio telescopes. And when they point them towards one side of the universe, the laws of physics are different. And now when they're pointing them another direction, they vary. And so the universe isn't even constant. That was that was in The Economist this week. And that also mirrors what a lot of other research is doing. So it's that dimensional layering effect that over great distances...
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure. There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The global ruling class is in competition against free market and wealth and individual intelligence. They want you not only out of the way, they want you dead. And you need to go read their own documents. Just search UN World Population Reduction documents. Eugenics. They don't just want to kill the infirm or ignorant. They're actually targeting the intelligent. They don't want competition. They're monopoly men and the ultimate monopoly. When the Romans, somebody really get in trouble, they just killed everybody. And many other cultures did that. And this is raw, brute power we're dealing with. And it doesn't have to happen. But a lot of you want to continue to live in denial, and so you're going to get hurt real bad. I'm going to get hurt right along with you. All right, I want to jam in as many calls as possible, but please have your point or question, because I've got to get to the next person. We'll get to everybody. Nate, John, Tom, Darren, Emmanuel, maybe David. I got a few other news items I want to hit. We'll cover more tomorrow, kicking off at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, of course, at the GCN Radio Network and Infowars.com. But Nate in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, if you look at it from a point of the government's trying to do what's best for the country, then obviously they're doing everything wrong. But if you look at it from the point they're trying to destroy it, then they're doing everything right.
And then we've got all their admissions that they want to destroy it. This is not our opinion.
Yeah. I also wanted to say word of mouth really works. I I just show everybody your videos, anybody that has a computer. I say, here, check this out real quick. And then, so then my brother-in-law came back and he said he showed everybody in his little union that video. And then he said that one of his employees came back and said, thank that guy whoever showed you the Rise of the Republic. That's the one I showed him. He said, tell that guy thank you. I'm showing everybody I know. And so my one word spread out like a lot of people. So I just wanted to say it really works.
Absolutely. Look, the power of the human species, recognizing a threat, telling person by person, take action, you know, discredit these people, get local control, cut the size of government, prosecute the mega banks. And that's why the mega banks are, I may cover it later in the week, we're getting a lot of harassment, a lot of stuff. That's why it's important people buy the books, the videos, and support us, because believe me, the enemy's coming after us in a lot of different ways. I just don't spend our time on it. Because I take the attacks as a sign of our success, but it's pretty serious. And if we give in to all this intimidation, they win. I mean, you can't roll over to these wolves. Who's up next? John in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Alex, hi. It's a real honor. I've ever since 07, my eyes have been opened because of Endgame. I would say you woke me up, but I think it just reconfirmed what I already knew all along about the world and the way things have been structured. So I really want to thank you. I've never, you know, spent a dime on any of your products, but somehow your knowledge has gotten to me. So it's just a real honor, first of all, just to speak to you at all.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, we would give it all away for free if we could, but we do. People just get it all at PrisonPlanet.tv first, being members. That finances the bandwidth. I make the DVD films. People buy them, but then I say make copies of them. My mission is to reach people, period.
And really, I'm looking forward to that new eugenics film, because even the concept of eugenics was just, it was there in the background, like all throughout college, it was always there. It was like watching an animal film on Discovery Channel or something, you know. You got 90% of really awesome, you know, visuals of animals and life and the world, and then that 10% of their bull, you know, their message.
Isn't the world wonderful, but humans are evil. We've got to get rid of them. And that's so you turn off your self-preservation mode and see yourself as bad so you can live under guilt, and they, the government, and the anointed priest class, they're going to teach you how to be their slave to atone for your evil.
Exactly. And I was a mass comm major, so they really stuck it home, you know, like it was unbelievable, you know, the whole screaming fire in a theater kind of concept and everything. It was really funny how they really try to hone down when you're trying to, you know, study the press, you know, just how much that you need to be under their thumb in order to really figure it out. I just have a real quick question and a heads up. I saw a preview for the new CSI episode, the season opener. It looks like some kind of a big bomb thing. Like, it looks like they're going to try to – it's Bruckheimer, you know?
The terrorists are going to get us. No, they simulate real terror all over TV so people accept television as if it's reality at a subconscious level. So they're all so afraid Al-Qaeda's going to get them.
Exactly. So I just wanted to put that out there for any of the listeners. If they're watching it, you know, let us know if it's creepy or whatever. I don't watch TV anymore because it's just such a sham. I guess the question I've got is, I mean, everything I've studied kind of hinges on 9/11. It hinges on the Israelis. I kind of wonder if Israel is just like the military arm of the Rothschild family. I mean, the Rothschilds have owned banking for so long. You know, it begs the question, you know, is this the muscle they've always wanted all these years, you know, like...
You know, I've studied the New World Order in depth, and if you look at Israel, England, Germany, all these countries are under the same management system. And so the globalists have spent a lot of money and time always trying to infiltrate our movement, almost like a cult, and make people only focus on one group or another, whereas we cover it all. When Israeli spies have been caught, you know, working for Homeland Security, putting Americans on list, we've been covering it for 4 days nonstop. But, again, we also point out in NLE09 and other documents where other governments are doing it. This is a global government, and all these countries are states of that world government. John, I appreciate your call. We got to move really fast now. Tom in Connecticut, go ahead.
Alex, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Welcome.
Close to the belly of the beast at Skull and Bones here, about 10 miles away. Couple questions. I was wondering if you get a foreknowledge of who the up-and-coming Skull and Bones members are. year to year.
Skull and Bones is chapter 322 at Yale. It's only one of the elite little bevies of this system. And, I mean, you could go look at who the most elite families are, who the grandkids of presidents are, and, I mean, you'll know who Skull and Bones is going to be.
Okay. Another thing is something that's been a lot of people have been talking to me about here has to do with the Restore America plan. I don't know if you ever heard of it with Tim Turner. Do you have any knowledge about it and your thoughts on it, if you could, please?
No, I don't, and I appreciate your call, Tom. Darren in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I appreciate what you do. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I just want to shout out a website, Vote World Parliament, on the topic of world government. If people don't believe it, go to voteworldparliament.org.
Oh, they've got hundreds of groups, almost all Rockefeller or Rothschild funded, just openly teaching kids. They take all the brightest students worldwide and put them in model UN organizations. Just training them for world government, putting them in the petty power position of simulating being world leaders. And so putting in their mind, the power is global. The power is overseas. We give up our rights.
Selling a book, Rescue Plan for the Planet Earth. And then it's world Parliament through Global Referendum. And another one, thing for Canadians to look up if they want to know what they can do, go to thinkfree.ca. And look up Robert Menard videos on YouTube.
Well, the good news is, and I appreciate your call, everywhere, Darren, in city councils and parliaments and regional parliaments, state legislatures, the EU parliament, people are getting up exposing world government, speaking out against Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, who's openly been announcing world government. And then, of course, their planes crashed, but, you know, thank God some of them live, the British member of the EU Parliament, Nigel Farage, but they can't kill us all and they can't kill an idea. As Victor Hugo, the French philosopher, said, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. People, one of the most common questions I get is, why are you still alive? Well, if they killed Alex Jones, it would underline, it would highlight, it would put an exclamation point behind the tens of thousands of videos, the 26 films I put out, the books, the material. So they like to demonize me, you know, have Nightline come out and say I'm horrible, you know, have CNN do it, MSNBC hit pieces, mischaracterizing what I stand for and what I really say. But everything we cover is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Everything we cover is in the films. Everything we cover is free all over the Internet. If you want to buy the books and videos to support us, that's fine. But it's all there. When, you know, when I say I have an IMF World Bank document linked here that calls for world government and world taxes to destroy industrial society and consolidate power, I have direct links to it. Just go read it. Find out I'm telling you the truth. And then start your own radio show. Start your own blog. Get your own Access TV show. Get my films. Make copies. Give them to everybody. Start an organization. You don't have to save the world by yourself. The act of resistance is victory. The act of getting informed, having the knowledge that is power. What did Christ say? The people perish for lack of knowledge. Get the knowledge. Become informed, and what the criminals running society have done is all wrapped in high-tech packaging and public relations propaganda. But once you have the truth, I mean, it's like a 700-pound linebacker who can bench press 2,000 pounds and has got legs the size of tree trunks. You're going to throw that defensive line out of your way. You're going to run over and send anybody you hit to the hospital in the information war. We're out of time. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.